From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international tribunal in The Hague Tuesday rejected China's claim of sovereignty over most of the South China Sea and ruled it violated the maritime rights of the Philippines. The long-anticipated landmark ruling resulted in a sharp response from Beijing, which has refused to participate in the case and warned it would reject its conclusion. China's ambassador to the U.S., Sui Tian Kai, said in Washington the ruling will disincentivize negotiation and intensify conflict.
This arbitration case will probably open the door of abusing arbitration procedures. It will certainly undermine or weaken the motivation of states to engage in negotiations and consultations for solving their disputes.
He said Beijing remains committed to negotiations with other parties. Philippines Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yasay urged those concerned to exercise restraint and sobriety. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said Washington supports the rule of law.
We support efforts to resolve territorial and maritime disputes in the South China Sea peacefully and through arbitration such as this. This decision is an important contribution to the shared goal of a peaceful resolution to disputes in the South China Sea.
A senior U.S. State Department official said the ruling creates an important diplomatic opportunity for productive discussions. Zimbabwean authorities have detained a Baptist minister who started a social media campaign calling for a stay-at-home protest over the country's corruption and economic woes. Evan Mawarire was arrested Tuesday, charged with inciting unrest and disturbing the peace. He called for a job boycott for Wednesday and Thursday as protests in the southern African country intensify. This is VOA News.